It is St. Bridget's Day, of course. I hope you're enjoying the prospect of your bank holiday weekend. Here on Countrywide, we were wondering how 1,500 years ago, in 525 AD, she would have responded to Storm Éowyn. At least, that was the intention when I visited St. Bridget's namesake, Farming for Nature Ambassador Bridget Murphy in Sligo. But the conversation went off in a very different direction.
Do you ever reflect on how puny we are in the face of the kind of forces that can lift a stone wall and an ancient tree like that and just make matchsticks of them?
It's humbling. It's humbling, and it's actually, it takes the pressure off you, you know, when you look at the scale of what has to be done and how small and puny we are, as you mentioned, to tackle any of it. Sometimes it's quite nice knowing you're just a grain of sand. But when you put all of those grains of sand together, you get a beach, you get something. And that's also that sense that we were meant to come together. I mean, in the old days, farmers survived by helping each other out, by that concept of metal.
Dry stone wallers have always struck me as very philosophical people. Did this make you a philosopher?
You have no idea. It took me places and spaces. I was able to let go of some really deep resentment on this wall. Okay? I was able to forgive. I learned actually what the concept of forgiveness was. And when I get to the corner here, I'll show you, but I got to the corner. I couldn't see where I'd started. I couldn't see where I was going to finish. I picked up a rock. I dropped it. It smashed three of my fingernails, and I was sitting on the stones crying my eyes out. Now, picture this. It's November. I'm in a rain gear because it's lashing, but it's the time of the year I can get this done. And James Plunkett Leonard, who was an old neighbor, he drove up, and his window kind of creaked down on his car, and he said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "James, I can't carry on. This wall has broken me." So he said, "Look, I'll tell you what. I'll come up at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon," because it was November, so it was getting dark early. And he said, "I'll have a look and inspect the work that you've done." So the next morning I woke up and I rolled over and my back was broken and my hands were sore and I was just so despondent. And I went, "I can't face that wall." And then I thought, "Oh my, James is coming up at 4. And if I've got nothing to show him, he'll have something to say to me." And he always had something to say to you. So I leapt out the bed and I did the next section. And every day for a month, he drove up.
On a practical level, since Storm Éowyn hit, what have you all been doing for each other?
All right. First of all, I arrived back and my wonderful neighbour had already had that tree cut. Yeah.
Now, that is very generous, because nobody else has any need to go up your lane, do they?
Well, exactly. And funnily enough, the neighbour that I've spoken about with the stone walls, he actually cut a whole bunch that were posing a threat just before it.
Sometimes we're not great in this country about accepting people who we refer to as blow-ins. It must be kind of reassuring, though, that when an event like this happens, everybody pulls together and you're not a blow-in any longer. You're a neighbour.
You know, I think I'll always be a blow-in. I think I came here as a blow-in. My great-uncle Frank was born on this mountain. He went and worked in London. He retired back here and he was a blow-in for that. I mean, on one level, yes, I think I'll always be a blow-in. But in terms of the acceptance, you know, the old fella James that I was telling you about, he watched me for a while, and then the one day he stopped and he said, "Your Uncle Tommy would be happy the way you're treating his sheep." And I suddenly realised I got one of the biggest compliments that was going.
And that was the moment of acceptance into this little community, do you think?
Well, certainly then he would have seen me as a neighbour farmer rather than just some very strange woman who pitched up and is living in a caravan on the side of a mountain. But no more than that, as I say, I mean, the neighbour here, Brian, he would help me out a lot. He's got tractors and quads and the ability to help me with a lot of that stuff. And by the same token, I've been able to help him out with extra grazing for his animals. And I do my own hay and silage. So if I had extra bales, he can pick them up. So we help each other out that way as well. But you are only as good as your neighbours, to tell the truth.
Bridget Murphy there reminding us that the number of emergency generators you have on standby is not the only measure of how resilient we are in the face of things like Storm Éowyn.